the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost.
Welcome to another episode of We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Today's April 11th, 2022. My name is Dan Hennen, and we'll go over the current events from this past week. Items that made the news that shouldn't have, and items that did not make the news that should have. What I'll do is strip out the fake news so you don't have to. This is typically a 30-minute show. It's a faith-based program, so once again, let's start off with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are as they tune into the show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lots of updates as usual. Try to keep notes each day of the week and then basically culminate them with the show here at the end of the week or the beginning of the new week of what transpired. Very interesting. A lot of this stuff doesn't make the news. Some of it makes the news, but it's not what it's intended to be, or the focus is goofy or strange. Now, news made this week. Now, this is legit. Elon Musk did purchase a 9% stake in Twitter. Now, many thought he'd be on the board of directors to make, you know, possibly make some changes. He did not want to do that. He elected not to serve on the board, but he made a $3 billion payment to get a 9% share in Twitter. It's a large amount of money. Remember, it's only 9%. That's how much they are worth. Interesting to monitor that. That would be interesting to see what happens there. Also this week, Trump endorses Sarah Palin coming up here for the midterms. Interesting. I don't have a movement one way or the other on that, good or bad, pro or con, just mentioning it here for what it's worth. Now, this story is interesting. Getting back to the COVID pandemic. An Army captain last week accused his commanding general. The commanding general is Patrick Donahoe. Accused his commanding general of pushing an illegal vaccine. Illegal vaccine. Well, that's true. Number one, it's not a vaccine at all. Number one, it is illegal. So he's correct. But the commanding general ordered him to be placed into a mental hospital for evaluation. This took place in Fort Benning, April 5th. Look that up if you need to. And very interesting situation here. It'll be interesting to see what comes of it and how this plays out. He's right. But the commanding general, also following his orders from above, has to treat him like a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, put him in a mental hospital. Well, it'd be interesting to follow that as well. He's right on the money on both counts, illegal and vaccine. It's neither legal nor a vaccine at all. We've been saying that for a couple of years, but it's very interesting. Now, someone who is well-versed in this COVID scam, shall I say, is a doctor in Minnesota, Dr. Scott Jensen, a family doctor, was in Senate a few years ago in the state of Minnesota, announced that he's running for governor. He's a doctor, a family physician, very outspoken against COVID. They tried to take his license away, tried to take his credentials away and whatnot. But Scott Jensen, watch him. He announced his running mate will be Matt Burke, former Harvard grad and NFL player with the Minnesota Vikings, Matt Burke. That's going to be a very powerful combination here, having two intelligent folks attack a very troubling topic that many believe it's being pushed by conspiracy folks that are uneducated and don't have a background in this kind of thing. Matt Burke, Governor Scott Jensen. Watch Minnesota. Let's see what happens there. These two are on the ball. The upcoming film, be on the lookout for the film 2000 Mules. It's a movie documentary that Dinesh D'Souza put together with the footage and tracking data from over from the 2000 folks busted in the 2020 election that were mules in basically stuffing ballot boxes the night of the election. Now, they tracked all those. The trailer is now available if you want to watch it. It's called 2000 Mules. It relates to the 2000 mules busted during the doing the dirty work for the Dems, stuffing those ballot boxes. Many times to get credit for that and get paid for stuffing those boxes, they got to take a photo. They got to snap a photo that they were actually there depositing those ballot boxes. And what they're able to do on this film is capture a lot of these footage with a surveillance camera, those coming up multiple times to ballot boxes, many in a city. I think one example was 53 deposits in 23 area drop boxes in one night by one person. Now, what you'll see there is when they leave, they'll take a snap a photo of that ballot box. Now, keep in mind, normal person making a vote at a ballot box is going to make the deposit. It's like a library book deposit. You drop it in the deal and you walk away. There's no reason to take a photograph whatsoever when making a vote like that. Each one of these do this, and so they've gotten busted. This has been exposed several months ago. In fact, I think it was even over a year ago. Mike Lindell exposed a lot of this with the video and audio footage. People still didn't seem to pay attention. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be pushing it forward now. Remember, this is all evidential truth. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not just some speculation or allegations. So that'll be interesting. Look for that. Try to share that and spread that link, 2000 Mules. Do a search for it and then share that trailer. Watch the trailer and then share that website with friends of yours that are not awake. It'd be an interesting thing to watch and get their perspective on that. I doubt it's going to turn any heads because the brainwashing is so complete. People see video footage of a crime and they don't even know it anymore. That's how brainwashed folks are, but it's very interesting. John Durham releases some text messages that proves Michael Sussman did lie to the FBI when he said that he was not working for the DNC. So Michael Sussman was one of these involved with the Russian gate, with the Igor Danchenko, the Russia collusion, the fact that the Hillary Clinton, nonprofit group was paying for it to get these stories to come out that Trump was working with the Russians with the Steele dossier. All of this was funded. They got Michael Sussman indicted. It looks like he's going to be guilty on this, working very close. Now, he did say to the FBI that he does not work for the DNC, and then they do have text messages concerning payments and whatnot, going back and forth from the DNC that he was going to be paid for his work. So now we've got him lying. Either way, he's going to get busted on some of these things. Interesting to watch that play out. That's not in the mainstream news. Now, someone came forward with an interesting case on COVID, and this came out from a doctor that was doing investigation. Take this for what it's worth. It's kind of he went over the scam or the ruse of how a lot of these hospitals and medical centers make lots of money from federal funding with all these COVID cases and how these folks end up dead or injured by coming in, elderly folks that come in. Not even elderly, but for the most part, when this was first happening. And so he gave the scenario like this. Say someone comes in with a broken arm into the hospital. They have to give them a COVID test. If they test positive, then they got to treat them for COVID. Remember, this is 2020. This is 2021. They had to do that. Forget the broken arm. We're going to test you for COVID. If they don't test positive, what they did was give them a secondary test. A secondary test that had a much higher circle rate, much higher concentration rate, where if you didn't pass or if you were on the bubble, you take the second test, more than likely you would test positive for COVID. Because remember, these tests were also doctored up and manipulated to make sure that you were tested positive for corona. Now, if you got the second test, it would typically mean that you got moved to that COVID ward. And then the ones who got ill or whatever got to that next level, they needed to get you into the intensive care. And so once they got you into the COVID ward of the hospital or the wing of the hospital, your deterioration would deteriorate. Your condition would deteriorate. You'd be placed in the intensive care, which would be then put you on the ventilator. Now, this doctor that came out that did the research says that, keep in mind, the ventilators that were used, they operated at 60 gigahertz signal. 60 gigahertz signal. So we know that people went in for COVID. Once they got to that ventilator segment, they all died. Not many came out of that after being put on a ventilator. And what he was saying in this research was the ventilators set at 60 gigahertz, the signal. Now, 60 gigahertz, the signal that it's working at, the ventilator, at 60 gigs is the type that separate oxygen from nitrogen. Oxygen from nitrogen at that level, it separates it. So what it does is it basically cuts off your respiratory, cuts off your breathing, cuts off your blood, cuts off your air supply. And he likened it very much to like what midazolam does. It does almost the exact same thing as midazolam. Now, midazolam is what's used in a lethal injection. They inject that into you, you die. This is what was being done, is what, according to this researcher, he said that the rate that was so high was with the ventilators. Once the elderly or anyone got on the ventilators, they never came out of it. And the reason why was this. So that's another thing to check and ask about and do further research on. He seems to have made a big position here that's what ended up killing off the folks, that what getting it, they would slowly die because of their oxygen, because of that. All because of that 60 gigahertz signal that was being used. So keep that in mind. Do some research on that. Very interesting how that was. It's for what it's worth. I don't have anything else to support that, to back that up, but I found that interesting. COVID in the news. A lot of people getting it now the second time around or third time around. Just this week alone, Sarah Jessica Parker tested positive. Liz Warren tested positive. Attorney General Merrick Garland tested positive. New York City Mayor Eric Adams tested positive. Adam Schiff. Anderson Cooper. Nancy Pelosi. Senator Susan Collins. Biden's sister Valerie. D.C. Mayor Bowser, and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. So for those interested with the show, interested in listening to this and getting this out, this is not just one or two people randomly getting it. It's all big names, all getting it in the matter of a week. Now, the interesting thing is everyone who has gotten this, their Twitter tweets always seem to be the same language, copy-paste. Look at Hillary Clinton's, for instance. They all say the same thing. Luckily enough, I got the vaccine. Please, I feel good. I feel better. But please remember to get the vaccine. They have it after getting the vaccine. And they're saying, thanks. I'm glad I got the vaccine. And remember, do your best to get the vaccine as well. So double lie, double standard. But for the brain dead sheep, they love it. They eat that right up. It's almost comical for us watching this all take place. Now, the Arizona election results from 2020 election, we already know it's bad. Maricopa County alone, it was announced that has serious vulnerabilities in their election. machines. Now, we knew that as well. But what's coming out of that is that that one county alone is so bad, it may impact the entire state of Arizona's. Now, we also knew that. But is any of this going to make mainstream news? Is any of this going to make above the fold in the newspaper front page? That's very serious stuff. The ones to watch now is Michigan and Wisconsin. Speaking of Michigan, Governor Whitmer. Remember that kidnapping plot last year with those Michigan militia folks that tried to kidnap her? And those of us in the real news, like myself here, called that out as a conspiracy, as something that would not happen in a normal day-to-day real-life world. Something was behind it. The government was behind it. Intelligence agencies were behind it. And sure enough, we find out now the FBI was involved in that as well. Charges were filed. The judge says we cannot, no charges, no guilty charges, because the kidnapping plot involved FBI entrapment. Entrapment by our own members of our FBI. So we said from the very beginning, FBI was involved in that whole shenanigans, much like they were with the underwear bomber back in the airplane, the hijacker, the shoe bomber, and the original 1993, I think, World Trade Center bombing. All of those had fingerprints all over from FBI entrapment. And then the FBI comes out right away and says, oh, we found the bad guy. We got the bad guy. Much like the Oklahoma City bombing, that wasn't really what it was thought to be. But for some reason, the FBI quickly catches Timothy McVeigh on the highway, and they become the heroes for catching him so quickly. Be careful when you hear that. The FBI is corrupt. I'm not saying everyone in the FBI is corrupt. There's certainly good, hardworking patriots in the FBI. But at the top level, the higher up it goes, the more corrupt it is. This whole Michigan Governor Whitmer scenario was horrible from the very beginning. Someone mentioned this study of coming out saying another way to treat COVID with the virus instead of taking the vaccine is you can treat it with head lice treatment. Basically a cure for corona. Head lice treatment, once again, almost like the anti-malaria with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Those things all work. Now they're saying that head lice treatment even works. That's something, take it for what it's worth. I don't know. I just ran across that, in fact, today. The Senate confirmed on April 7th, Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. And so that'll be an interesting, it's a female, it's a black woman on the Supreme Court. It's making all these news. It's making all these headlines, how great it is. And, keep in mind that Mitt Romney years ago voted against her, did not approve her to be serving at a circuit court level as a judge. Now, once it comes out that Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court nomination, seems to be very light on pedophilia, very light on sentencing for child porn. Well, now it turns out that Mitt Romney is all for her and voted for her to become that last that spot there on the Supreme Court justice. Very interesting. I don't know what she's like personally or as a judge, but keep in mind, light on sexual predators, light on pedophilia, those types of things she's very lenient on. And what we're seeing now from that side of the aisle, all this inappropriate things, I'll say, does not surprise me that they all voted her in. Catherine Herridge this week ran a CBS News story announcing that two hidden Biden Blackberries contained Chinese energy deals. This broke on CBS. So this actually did make the mainstream news. They got the new Biden story that concerns two hidden Blackberries. These were years ago. This is years ago now when this happened, 2014, I believe, when this took place, that Chinese deals were on the BlackBerry of Hunter and Joe Biden. Well, keep in mind, George Webb announced this 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Once again, it's the independent alternative media that's it's the true hero journalists exposing all this. Now, I'm glad Catherine Herridge brought this up and announced this. As it is bad, it is corrupt, but this is nothing new. George Webb, very good journalist, announced this 5 years ago, this way back then. So it's troubling in that regard. The judge in the Trump lawsuit recuses himself. So Trump's got this huge lawsuit where he's going after Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a whole cast of characters. I think 30 folks were named there as defendants in that case. The judge, Ryan McCabe, recused himself, so it's going to go to someone else. So I think we're going to see a long list of this becoming very common. Whoever gets named to be the judge in this case is going to be recused or find a reason not to serve or wind up dead. You know, who knows what's going to happen, but that's another case to watch. Zelensky, president of the Ukraine, involved in this whole shenanigans with the Russian-Ukraine war. Keep in mind, he's worth $1.4 billion. He comes from a very poor country, and he earned $1.4 billion as a comedian in a poor country. He makes more than many A-list Hollywood actors. How is this? How can this be as a comedian, playing the piano with his penis in these shows and episodes that he does? He's like a Vegas act. So how did he even get into politics? I have no idea. But the money that he makes doing that, has to ask yourself the question, is he a Western intelligent asset? You know, what is his background? What is he doing on the side? Keep in mind now that Congress is off for 2 weeks for break. You won't be hearing anything more from them. The timing of that is always interesting. A lot of big things usually happen right before that, and then they stall out. And by the time 2 weeks is over, people forget, long forgot about what is the current issues at hand. Now, an interesting thing also from Minnesota. Remember Ilhan Omar, the representative in Minnesota, the freshman last year or last term? She's running for midterms, and her opponent is very good, gaining a lot of credibility, and could take her seat from her. Well, just this week, Twitter permanently suspended the account of her opponent. No, I don't have names or information as far as that. It's another woman running against Ilhan Omar. Well, her Twitter account, which had a lot of followers. Most of these folks get most of their posts and their chats on social media through Twitter. That's how they communicate. That's what they do. And of course, that gets shut down. Very interesting powers at play here behind the scenes here. And yes, I am implying Ilhan Omar is part of that deep state. She's part of that whole group. She's like another Ellison here in the Twin Cities, the same kind of cat that's controlled Governor Walz. All these deep state figures are in the state of Minnesota. You're going to try to go against them, it's not going to work. They will shut down your Twitter account. That's all I've got for today. Keep in mind, we now have Truth Premium on our website for only 99 cents per month. You will see less ads, receive more exclusive premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. We've been around since 2010. There are also many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless you to the following donations for the month. Current Truth Premium subscribers include Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, and Diana. Patreons include Alicia and Dan. We also got one-time donations in the month of April here already by Lisa and Andy. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for your support. Once again, make sure you click like, subscribe, and share these episodes. These are free radio broadcasts, easy enough to share, get them into the hands of others. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is April 11th, 2022. Thanks for listening. Freedom I fought for these crimes.
I hope.